It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024. With Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you're listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. I'll catch you up on the local news right after this quick message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on linkinky.com. The Kent County Departments of Parks and Recreation will celebrate Kids to Parks Day, an annual celebration of the nation's parks, at the new Kenton County Park in Independence on Saturday, May 18th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Activities will include nature crafts, a scavenger hunt, and hiking. Snacks will be provided, but attendees are advised to bring their own water bottles. Attendees are asked to RSVP in advance at the county's event page. Applications for businesses and organizations to participate in the Fort Thomas's Independence Day Parade on July 4th are now available. This year's theme is the City of Champions and will feature Highland Heights football coach Dave Mueller as the Grand Marshal. The parade will take place on July 4, beginning at 10:30 a.m. Applications to participate and accompanying payments are due Friday, June 28th. Policies and application documents are available for download on the City of Fort Thomas's dedicated webpage. Highland Heights heard an update from the city administrator, Michael Giffen, on the status of funding for city infrastructure projects and the relocation of the Chase College of Law at Northern Kentucky University at Tuesday night's city council meeting. Giffen described the ending of the Kentucky's legislative session as a mixed bag, discussing both the positive and the negative aspects that could affect the city. He first mentioned the approval of a $21 million medical examiner crime lab, which will occupy a former city building in Highland Heights. Giffen then discussed the relocation of the Chase College of Law School, which was approved to move to the former IRS building in Covington. Overall, Giffen said there were highs and lows. The end of the legislative session looked to be successful for Highland Heights. Well, that's going to wrap things up for us on Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I hope you come back tomorrow as I'll be here waiting for you to talk about the daily headlines. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you for listening.